tell us everything.
Of course, the big news of the day, golf star Tiger Woods was injured in a single car accident this morning. He had to be extricated using the jaws of life. He is in the hospital recovering or maybe undergoing surgery to some injured legs.
So. Well, see, he's if he was on like a canyon drive.
Well, it looked like it, but I don't, like you said, why don't people have drivers? But he literally is in recovery right now from his back surgery.
Oh, dear.
So he was at a golf thing this week out on the West Coast, and he was talking about, yeah, I've got a couple months left and I'm hoping to play this. And then now he hurts his legs. And if anyone watched that documentary, which we did, right, Rocco?
I did.
Yeah.
You see him playing, what he goes through to play, and when he was playing once and his knee snapped and he just kept playing. I mean, it was wild, wasn't it?
It was, and he obviously had some issues. You know, I don't want to speculate, but, you know, he had some issues with some pain medications and whatnot.
Yeah.
And,
or if he was on a canyon drive or any kind of a scenic thing, you know, and you take a curve too fast, though, that is something. There are a lot of accidents that will happen where cars will kind of go, you know.
Yeah, so let's hope for good news there. Yeah. Some good news from Mandy Moore. Her and her husband, Taylor Goldsmith, had their first child, a baby boy named Gus.
Oh, I love it, Gus. That's so cute.
Yes. It's the first child for Ms. Moore and Mr. Goldsmith. He is in the folk rock band Dawes. HBO Max will not be removing any of Woody Allen's films from its catalog, even after the premiere of their docuseries Allen v. Pharaoh, which addresses the allegation that the Oscar winner sexually abused his adopted daughter, an allegation that he has steadfastly denied.
Well, nobody really cared because it was a huge bust last night. Not even 400,000 viewers. Something on the Weather Channel beat it.
Eek. I did watch it. Maybe we'll talk about it.
No, we're going to talk to him because I started watching. Lori, it's horrid.
Yeah.
It's horrid.
But yeah, Roger Freeman's like, well, nobody was interested, Rocco. So few people watched it. That's not good for a first of four part.
Right. And it sounds like, I've heard some of the stuff that's going to come up in the next few episodes.
I don't know. I feel like,
I think it'd be like people have made up their minds about this
Woody a long time
ago. But, you know, I do feel like there's probably a lot of Woody Allen fans that are going to watch this and maybe have their minds finally changed. But, you know, we'll see. Speaking of HBO Max, I got one more story for you. There's a new trailer out for their documentary, Tina. The documentary about Tina Turner.
Oh, yes.
So that's coming out March 27th, but a trailer was released today. So go check that out wherever you find your trailers.
Cool.
Okay, I love it.
Wherever you find your trailers and not in the park.
Not on our website.
No.
Holly's on vacation. We don't know who has that job.
No.
We just know
I found out.
Oh, did you?
I found out. So we'll be up and running tomorrow. We're so professional on this show.
Very good. All right, we'll do this again in an hour. Let's start the show.
I just needed some dirt. Thank you.
My Talk Dirt Alerts at the top of every hour and at 820, 1220, and 520 on My Talk 107.1.
For those of you just joining us, that voice you hear is not Stephanie Hansen. It's not Brittany. It's Lori. She's back from Hawaii. She survived the shark infestation at her beach.
Oh, my gosh.
She really did.
The purple flag was raised.
The purple flag. They have a protocol. They really got it handled.
Well, and is this the first time? Because
this is the first time I've been there that the shark flag's been flown.
Right.
And now I know the universal sign on land from the shark.
Your arm under your elbow and you push straight up.
Straight up. That's it. Oh, man. Okay, so, you know, last Monday, because it did take... Okay, so we get to Hawaii on Saturday night. Mm-hmm. You know, Sunday, we're just like, oh, my God, we're here. We made it.
You were so stressed.
It's so stressed. I was so happy. And then Monday, I just thought, oh, I'm going to peek at the new Harry and... Megan are having a baby, and I'm like, okay, I don't need to see one more thing. And then, but I did find out then the next day, they were doing
a sit down
with Oprah.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, of course they are. And my last thought, because I thought I'm not going to give it any thought.
Well, of course they are.
But no, but I thought my last thought will be, gee, I wonder how the British press will drag Oprah overdoing the interview.
Right.
And I'm sure they did. I'm 1,000% sure they did.
Well, what they did is they made sure that the Queen had a sit down full disclosure thing before Harry and Meghan sit down with Oprah. So the Queen has scheduled her first like open sit down thing.
No. It's the Commonwealth address.
Right.
Which is always the second Tuesday of every March.
I like the way I was running with
Harry
it,
and Meghan were last.
That she's back. She's going to correct me now.
Yeah, but they were last. That's the last time we saw them in a royal thing was Commonwealth Day. It's always the second Tuesday in.
Okay, got it.
So if Oprah's interview, so the British tabloids. I'm sure they dragged Oprah. I mean, she's only like the first woman billionaire.
Not bad.
Oh,
I didn't
Julia.
See that. Did I miss it?
Probably. You couldn't have read it all. I have no doubt about it. Because remember, Harry and Meghan, this is, they're dragging them. They're having a baby. They can't even be happy for
them.
No,
I know.
Petty Betty, her people pull all their patronages.
That's her new name, Rocco, for the Queen
Elizabeth. Petty Betty.
Okay.
And anyway. My point is, coincidence or conspiracy, the Oprah, Meghan, and Harry interview is March 7th,
yes.
Monday. The Queen's Commonwealth Day would be Tuesday, but instead it's airing Monday, the 7th. That is complete.
I knew there was something up with it. I just couldn't remember the timeline, Lori.
BS. Okay. The British monarchy is nothing if not a rigid institution where they do. You know, this day, you
right.
know, like this, for them to change the Commonwealth Day to be the second Monday instead of the second Tuesday in March, mm-hmm. they're changing hundreds of years of tradition. So I ask you,
why?
Coincidence or conspiracy?
I'm going to say conspiracy.
Yeah, no kidding. Unbelievable. It's, but you know, they're just really, this is why Harry and Meghan left.
Well, they were very petty on a lot of things.
They
were very petty on a lot of things. I get it.
I do not understand Buckingham Palace.
What's the game for them? There's no upside for looking so horrible, I don't think, to the world. That's
well,
what I don't get.
What the palace hasn't grasped is that Harry and Meghan represented what the world looks like.
Yeah.
Diverse. Meghan, black and white,
right.
Harry, second son, so he's royal, but he's really not anything, you know,
right.
And they find each other and they find love, and it should be this happy thing. It should be, when you think of all the Commonwealth countries that are under Great Britain,
diverse.
Many of them are black people.
Yes, they are.
Okay, brown
yep.
people.
Yes.
I mean, you would think this would be welcome, but for whatever reason, they have played it that these crusty old courtiers of the court cannot wrap their heads around the fact that Harry and Meghan, first of all, genuinely wanted to leave because they couldn't. She would always be getting her hands not done, always being called the American.
Mm-hmm.
The dismissive way was not something Harry was going to tolerate.
Mm-hmm.
Most people will not be tolerant of their loved one being dismissed.
Right.
And hand slapped and second guessed, like we can just leave. And they can do service.
Mm-hmm.
And they can be independent of the past. They just couldn't wrap mm-hmm. their arms around the fact that they couldn't control it. And so they've just gone guns blazing. And Meghan Markle has been the most racially abused woman in the world.
Right.
She really
right.
has. The BS, this is why they left. All the ways they're even behaving.
Yeah.
The fact that someone talked Queen Elizabeth, our little Petty Betty, into
changing
the Commonwealth Day. Rocco, do you see where I'm going? It's always been the second Tuesday of March.
I'd like you to fake interest because I walked in.
Yes.
I walked in
yeah.
to work with Rocco today.
Yes,
they just and service isn't just a royal thing.
Well, I know that was pretty bad.
Pretty bad. It misplayed it. Then Queen Elizabeth, someone told her, wish Andrew a happy birthday on Twitter. You got to not even acknowledge that pedo
kid.
Jeez Louise, you got to just. I mean, people are going to be losing sleep on the salty white folk island of Buckingham Palace when Harry and Meghan, because I think it'll be a great interview.
We were wondering initially if they would even talk or give an interview. Would they be allowed?
It's already been filmed.
Has it been filmed?
It's already been filmed, Julia.
Thank God you're back, Lori, because you go behind gossip whisper walls that I just choose not to open. I'm so grateful you're here.
Yeah, yeah. No, they've already filmed it.
I did not know that. I think it'll be good, though.
And yeah, and then Richard...
90 minutes.
90 minutes, and then Richard Kay, all these stories about how...
Who's that?
Meghan, he's the guy, Richard Kay at the Daily Mail. He used to be Princess Diana's favorite journalist.
Oh, okay.
But after she died, he cozied up to Prince Charles and Prince William, and he does a lot of salacious and's got a lot of good inside information. But he said... many inside royal circles refer icily to Meghan as the American. I mean, this is why Harry and Meghan told him to kiss their butt.
Well, she is the American.
Yeah, of course the Windsors and their sycophants, they can't even refer to her as her title.
Right.
Or give a black American woman any deference whatsoever.
There we go.
And that was their problem all along. That is the very root of it all. And this is why they left. And Buckingham Palace is the fool for doing that.
Well, I would agree.
So we will just call it the Salty White Island of Buckingham Palace.
And with that, we're going to go to random thoughts. And
I hope you're ready.
It's all relative, Lori. Depends on your expectations.
Yeah,
very low
and sleepy today.
You haven't done one in like a week and a half. You kept handing that off, didn't you?
I did. But so I felt like good. I did filler. I'll be right back.
You know, I saw this story the other day. Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now... Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
All right, everybody. Now, when you would think of the very, very, very most formal dress, like the dress code that you would get on an invitation to something, the most formal event ever, what would they ask you to wear? What do you think?
Is it white tie?
It's white tie.
Most formal?
Yeah, it's more than black tie, Rocco.
White tie. I've never gone white tie.
It would be. Have we ever waited for
your 50th anniversary show?
No, it might be like 50th gloves. Maybe you wear gloves.
It's a white tuxedo requires a coat with tails, a white bow tie, and a wing collar.
Oh dear!
So that's fancier than black tie. So people,
I wonder what Harry and Meghan like. What they put? It's a morning wedding.
Wedding. Well, that's always a gray jacket.
Well, that's for maybe the groom or whatever.
Right.
But like, look at all the wonderful outfits that were at that wedding. I mean, they blew. They had a million. People, the whole world was in love with this beautiful couple. And was it 2 weeks and they were trashing her?
Yeah, oh, I know. God.
And then remember, he had to put out a statement when they started dating. I will not tolerate the racist hate that is coming when they were just dating.
Right. That's right. Oh, sorry. You've said enough.
I've held my tongue for 10 days, even though I didn't know any of this stuff until today.
I can't believe you held your tongue. You were reading.
I was reading. I was at the airport.
No, but you read so much. Oh, you mean today?
Yeah, today.
Okay, so here's a couple tips for cleaning your bathroom, because I know that you've just got back, and I remember you always say one of the things that gets you back into life is cleaning your home. And it takes you back to reality. That used to be when you'd go every 2 weeks, though.
Yeah, right. I don't do this anymore. Okay. I think the cleaning, my lady came when I was gone.
Did she?
So I came home to a clean house.
I have not had a cleaning lady since I got divorced. Mm. That is too long. I went mine one, but here's some bathroom hacks, okay?
Okay, yeah. People can always use these.
I think so. So one of the big things that happens is hard water buildup, no matter where you live. So we
is
had
that a, what they call it?
Or just hard buildup.
Right.
Hard water buildup on your shower head, and you're supposed to twist off your shower head.
Who in the world has ever cleaned their shower head?
Yeah, good point.
I have to admit, I've had to, because I have hard water where I live.
Well, I've never in my life cleaned the shower head.
Nor would you.
But your husband even would. In my cleaning days when okay. I would.
If you were only getting water out of one of when, the 2,500 holes, okay, you honey. Would take
you
it.
Go, what's going on up there? And then I would, hopefully.
You would unscrew that shower cap and you would put it in vinegar. Okay. Vinegar fixes everything.
All right.
We had Patrick Richard on last week, our laundry evangelist.
Oh, yeah.
His book is coming out soon. We're going to have him on again. Oh, he had a way to clean your carpet in the snow. Your area rugs.
Oh.
And you, it has to be cold out. I wouldn't do it in this weather because it's below, you right. know, above freezing. But you take an area rug. Let's say you spilled something on it or has a stain on it. You take your area rug. You flip it upside down, the stain side down on the snow.
Right.
You leave it for 5 minutes. Then you flip it over and get the bottom side for 20 minutes. Then you flip it over again for 5 minutes and then flip it over again and put snow on it. Because it's making your carpet fiber constrict.
Yeah.
And then you brush off the snow with a broom and your stain is gone. You heard that, Rocco.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I did hear that.
I wonder if you could just clean like kitchen rugs that you don't want to wreck.
I think so. I wanted to do this, but mine is very large and I just didn't know how to get out the door.
Right.
Unclog the drain with Tums. Let's just say you're in a pinch, you don't have any Drano around. Makes you wonder what it does for your tummy.
No kidding. It clears out your tummy and clears out your drain. Jeez. I don't know about this.
I'm a Tums eater. I know it. So that's one thing. I mean, just in a pinch if you need to do these things.
How many would you have to put in to clean out a drain? Like the whole bottle of Tums?
It doesn't say. It's just something to know.
Okay.
A lot. But if you've noticed, Tums, you probably wouldn't because I'm a heavy consumer. The tablets have shrunk.
Yeah.
Like everything else.
Well, they figured out, someone did the actuarial math and figured out how much.
If we make three less, we're going to save .. Drip dry the toilet brush over the bowl, obviously, before you put it back in your cleaner, because you can get mildewy and stainy in there.
Nasty.
Well, that has to be done.
Yeah.
Magic erase grout in the shower. You know those magic erase pads?
I love those things.
They work for everything.
They're amazing.
But you could use it on the grout in your kitchen.
But some people don't know that you wet them before you use them. How could you not know that?
Well, once you use it not wet, it peels. So you would figure it out. I think you do wet them. Yeah.
But that seemed to be like people were like, whoa, wow, did you know you have magic erasers wet? And I was like,
I didn't know.
I think it says it on the box.
I think it does say that. And then this is a trick that I just used at the cabin. And I didn't have a chopstick. But to detail your, like, appliances, you know.
Oh, boy.
I know. This is really.
This sounds very ADD right here, Rocco.
I think it is.
Wait, you didn't have chopsticks at the cabin?
Cleaning hacks for people who are really need to get obsessive.
Bad. But this one is bad. But okay, so you know we've had our cabin almost 25 years.
Yeah,
okay?
So there's grody places.
There's so on your stove or your dishwasher where the plastic meets a seam, dirt can build up. Yes, it's a teeny tiny seam. But if you take a toothpick,
I've done that,
and you just clean out the seam and then wipe it off with paper towel, and then I do it on the floor where the floor meets the cabinet
with the chopstick.
I don't. That's too big. I use a toothpick.
Toothpick, yeah,
and you can get in there. But so there's.
There's
an ADD moment
there
brought to you.
Although I have done that. I have done that seam one.
Yeah.
In like.
Like by your stove.
Yes.
And where it's a great way to get out the gook.
But I.
Now, if someone could call us and tell us how to whiten our teeth tonight, I drink too much coffee.
Magic eraser.
Wouldn't that be great?
Should I try that?
Just try it. It'll be the new Tide Pod.
Right.
Okay. Do not clean your teeth with
magic
eraser.
I'm going to do a TikTok video on that. I love knowing that.
You'll be the next Gorilla Glue lady.
Oh, right. God, can
did
you?
Did she ever get her hair all sorted out?
I believe she did.
She did, and she.
Oh, yeah, the medical
lady helped
the medical
her.
Glue remover.
Yeah, someone helped her, and then, it all worked out good.
Everybody's moved on. We've moved on to something else.
But now here's something you missed yesterday. We had the chicken sandwich wars, and Rocco literally went to Chick-fil-A, Poco, Cowboys, what's it called? Popeyes.
What did you say? Cowboys?
He always calls it Chick-fil-A.
Okay, I'll say it. I'll make Chick-fil-A, McDonald's, KFC, and Popeyes.
Guess who's joining the Chicken Wars? This is a thing, Lori. Yeah. We ate all those.
Yeah.
You would have hated it.
No, I saw it on Twitter, and I just kept scrolling. I thought, what is happening to my show? But I thought, you know what, but people love...
We talked about food.
Yeah.
You don't like food.
What? Julie, it isn't that I don't like food. I like food, but, like, I don't... Why do I don't ever envision this happening while I'm here. You know what I mean? That's a whole...
Anyway, Taco Bell is joining the chicken sandwich wars. No. Taco.
Yep, yes, I saw that. It's like a, is it like a some sort of flatbread looking taco?
It is.
Thing?
It's a chicken wrapped in a flatbread with sauce. So anyway, next time we want to do that, that's what we know.
You save up for that.
Yeah, I'm gonna say we'll wait till April's vacation.
Well, that's a perfect song for our next topic because I am very, very interested in talking about romance with you, Julia.
Not mine.
Not yours, because I know you're not open to discussing all of the not the balls that you're juggling in the air right now. No bad pun intended.
I am a juggler.
I don't know what else has been going on, but I saw the photo of Lucy Hale, Pretty Little Liars, Katie Keene, making out with... Skeet Ulrich.
I talked about how hot he was yesterday to Brittany and Rocco.
And, of course, they met on Riverdale because Katie Keene is a crossover character story from Riverdale.
Katie Keene played
Jughead Jones's dad.
Right.
On the show, and he left this year as when the kids went forward 7 years. He wanted to be written out of the show. But, yeah, they're making out and... I mean, she's 31 and he's 51. To me, the timing of this for both their ages.
Who cares?
Yeah.
They're darling.
She's 31. Yeah. So she's not 21.
Right.
I kind of feel like, anyway, so that's how they met because he was fourth Scythe Pendleton Jones, the second on Riverdale. And so they're a hot couple and I'm just like, yeah, okay, have fun. I mean, totally she was really sad about Katie Keene.
Devastated. You and I were too, because Katie Keene was kind of like Emily in Paris, but in New York.
Fantastic.
It really was such a great show.
Right.
And it had Josie and the Pussycats in it, so it had music, it had fashion, and it had youthful people, all diverse cast. We loved that show.
So anyway, they're having a fun romance.
They're very cute.
His two kids now are 19.
Perfect.
And he always was like the poor man's Johnny Depp back in the day.
Yes, he was.
You know?
But look who's on first.
Yeah, right. So anyway, and then, did you guys, I know that the Kim and Kanye, you know, made their divorce announcement official on a Friday.
Yep.
Which is like how the A-list goes, you know. With very famous people, you do it Friday afternoon. Everything all worked out.
And it was nothing that we didn't know was coming. But we do know that this is going to be good for their new show. The Kardashians on Hulu, you know?
Yeah.
That's going to be happening.
And so, for the last seasons of
Keeping Up with the Kardashians, yeah.
He's hardly ever been on in the last couple seasons. And... You know, I hope he's got some good people around him because my take on these two is I know a lot of people were like, they were just a fake relationship.
But I think they loved each other.
The fake relationship was at Chris Humphreys. That was a terrible, horrific relationship.
I really think she was in love with Kanye.
I mean, yeah, he made appearances on her show that she did with Courtney in Miami, like in 2009. Mm-hmm. But I think when he... just absolutely refused to take his bipolar medication, running for president, going off the rails and talking about very personal stuff, calling her mom, Kim Jong-un, Chris Jong-un, which was really one of my favorite slams of his that he's ever done. It was so good. But I just hope he has people because... One of the things he got from Kim's family...
Was family. I know. Because his mom died in the plastic surgery incident, and he didn't have family. Yeah.
Yeah, and now he's out in the ranch, and, you know, the kids. So, I mean, I think she tried everything to get it to work, and then sometimes, you know, it won't work.
And the thing I was happy about is that she didn't want sole custody, that they're going to keep joint custody. And And, you know, Brittany was talking about how, you know, they've got nannies and they've got people that travel with kids wherever they go. So it doesn't matter if they're with him or her, right, really, in the bigger picture.
Yeah.
But I that made me feel good that, you know, she respected enough that those kids love their dad and they'll have a family with him, too.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and Kanye gave it, like, he was the one who confirmed to the world that Kylie and Tyga were dating when she was underage. He was always saying to, he had to take 30 showers because he'd been with Amber Rose before he got to. He's always been like, he would be, we've talked about it, the most exhausting person.
Oh, human being to have a relationship or in your family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think they were deeply in love with each other.
Too.
And I just think that, you know, she indulged a lot of his things. She was really sweet about, like, when he obviously was having a breakdown earlier this fall and everything. So, you know, I hope he has a village.
Yeah, I do too, Lori.
Because he's going to miss his little Kardashian village.
I'm going to tell you about someone who wants to be in his village.
Okay. Now, I want you guys to do the math because Lord knows I cannot do the math. But a picture on Sunday of, well, I know American Idol has started or whatever. And so Lionel Richie is, you know, newsworthy. But a picture of Lionel, and Lionel is now 71.
Okay.
And his girlfriend raised a lot of eyebrows. And then when I looked at the photo, I was like, he's 71 and she's 30-something. Well, that explains why he never said anything about when his 19-year-old daughter started dating Scott Disick,
who was 32.
32,
she
34.
She was like 17.
Yes. He never said anything.
That's a 41-year. So when he started, so how long has he been with this girlfriend?
Well, she's a lifestyle blogger, which to me, that's an influencer who's dating a well-known guy. Or gal. Okay,
right, could be either
way. They're 40-some years difference. She's
but
early
how long
30s.
Have they been together?
Since 2014.
Oh, so that's 6 years. So she was only like 24 and he was 65.
She just graduated college. I don't know, something like that. But anyway,
but see, I will say something because, you know, we were only 32 when we sat down with Lionel Richie 5 years ago. But he couldn't.
Oh, he's a lovely man.
And you could fall into his charisma.
Yeah, very much.
You really could. He was so charming and delightful.
But the photos of the two of them, it's when there's 40 some years.
Yeah, you said she was 30 something. She's 30 on the nose.
On the nose.
That's 41
years.
He's
41.
Wow.
Yeah. So you just are kind of like we didn't like, you know, I mean, it's just like, whoa, they've really been dating
for a long time since she was 24. Okay.
Even is 2014, is that the right math? See, I failed algebra.
Something like that, right? Yeah. We're in the ballpark.
It's 7 years.
Close enough for the Laura J. Show.
Yeah, okay, fine.
we're going to tell you a little bit of the truth and a little bit not.
Yeah. Anyway, but they've been together, you know, for quite a while. Yeah, since she got out of college.
Wow.
Now, here's one other little story. Right, remember when Jamie King?
Yes.
Like her husband? What show was she on, Mom?
She was on...
Do you know who she is, Rocco? Jamie King.
Looking it up now.
If you saw what
Heart of Dixie.
Yes.
Oh, yes. And we loved her on that. But didn't her husband take away the kids and didn't allow
it? It immediately became a he said, she said. He said she was the drug addicted drunk who would drive around their sons drinking. She said he was abusive. She got a restraining order. They bickered over custody and money. Well, they're back in the headlines because her husband has welcomed a new baby with his 27-year-old girlfriend just 10 months after he said all this stuff about her.
So there you go.
There you go. She was surprised by the baby news, too. So
now, I think that would be hard. Someone that you just divorced or getting separated and divorced, and he spoke very harshly about her. And I was watching The Heart of Dixie this summer and falling in love with this woman.
Yes.
And I'm like, how can she be doing all these terrible things? And then to find out right now that, by the way, your dad just had a baby. Mm-hmm. And their kids together are 5 and 7.
Yeah. So he was really smearing her.
He looks scummy.
Yeah, I know it. So, boy.
His name is Kyle Newman.
Yeah, forget you even know that name.
It's an estranged husband. It's not even a divorce.
Yeah, they're not even divorced.
Okay, that would really hurt. I've just decided.
I know hurt, and that one would hurt.
That one would hurt.
Yeah.
That one I'm going to just, yeah.
Yeah, it's right up there with being dumped while you're 8 months pregnant. For your co-star,
yeah,
you know?
There you go.
Yeah, that one hurts.
Those are both painful.
Yeah.
I can see it.
Yeah.
I can see it. Oh, my gosh.
Also, you know, like coming to give you flowers at the hospital. You just had a baby and then going to have dinner and a sleepover with your girlfriend right afterward. Found out about that then.
I got to make the show.
That really hurts.
Show up. Oh, my gosh. All right. Is today the 23rd?
Yes. For like the fourth time.
I know, you guys.
This is a sign you've missed me, Julia. What other gossip did I miss that you...
We just talked about chicken sandwiches.
You have no idea. Nothing happening.
Yeah.
And by the way, this is a classic. I'm calling it a trick at this point.
Okay.
I think you know the TV schedule. So whenever you plot a vacation, you know how to get the maximum days out of your vacation, and you know when late night is going dark.
And I didn't know it was late night dark last week.
The only thing that wasn't on repeat and only for two nights was Jimmy Kimmel. So I always tease her that she knows everything is dark the week she goes. There will be nothing happening.
Julia, I will say I do not plan any vacations. That one time I was in Maui and flew home Oscar night.
Yeah.
I didn't like it, and you didn't like it. I didn't like Rocco being in the know. I didn't like flying when the ceremony was on. I didn't like missing it. So the Golden Globes are Sunday.
This Sunday night, yeah.
And, of course, the LA Times just did an unbelievable takedown of really what a known, and if you've listened to our show for a long time, you've known this, that the Hollywood Foreign Press.
It's a joke.
It's a good thing for NBC for ratings.
And it's a great thing to see celebrities, and it was always a good thing for celebrities to be at this party.
But it doesn't really mean much when people say you're a Golden Globe winner or nominee anymore, because it's just kind of, we know it's like, it's a very bro, let's just say there's not going to be... there's probably no black people that are in a Hollywood foreign press. And it's only like 70 some people.
Yeah.
And they palms can be easily greased. And apparently the Emily in Paris, the shocker Golden Globe nominee, they hosted 30 of the Hollywood foreign press people to come to their set.
Well, how smart are they?
In Paris.
How smart are they?
And then boom. But then it's also, you know, bad for Emily in Paris, because now it seems like...
Even if they got it, it's a diss.
So if you're kind of interested in the gossip behind the Hollywood foreign press, but it has also been used very much by Hollywood.
Very much.
Hollywood has liked it too, because
it's
a way
to promote movies again. They
up and coming stars,
Golden Globe winner. Things,
yeah. It's a win for everybody. But the LA Times has a lot of members of the Hollywood Foreign Press acknowledging, not on the record, but anonymously, about all the, smooth greetings that are being given to one another.
I got it.
All right.
I've got it. All right. We're going to come back and we're going to do some Hollywood speaking. And like I said, someone's got their eye on Kanye West, and I want to see if you approve.
All right.
So what are you trying to say?
Hollywood. Hollywood speaking.
What is the meaning of this?
All right. Now, it was just last Friday that we heard for sure that Kim and Kanye are divorcing.
All the paper, everything had been worked out.
Everything had been worked out by them. Okay, so here's the headline. Roseanne Barr puts on a bathing suit to attract newly single Kanye West. Is it a do or is it a don't?
Well, I think it's a don't, because I believe she's got a longtime love that lives with her on her macadamia nut farm in Maui.
That's right. Well, she posted photos of herself in a bathing suit on Instagram and just captioned them, "Hey, Kanye," with an emoji of the face with hearts in the eyes.
But Roseanne's pretty desperate.
I think so. And then on the other hand, someone's going after Kim Kardashian, Nicholas Braun from the HBO series Succession. And like you said, I think he is one of the sons. He's 6'6".
Yeah.
And
did he tell her he's single?
He said, would you be down to meet a new person? Totally just kind of different guy. One who can make you laugh a little bit or make you feel small because he's so tall. Wow. Or just a guy who's talking about her on the internet, or a guy who likes a video and he's sort of like trying to find a way to talk to her because he doesn't know anybody who knows her.
Well, this could go either way. This could backfire and she's going to totally ignore him, or she's going to go, oh, maybe, you know, because I think she and Kanye have been, she's broken up with him quite a while ago.
I don't see where she has an ounce of time in her schedule studying law, doing what she's doing.
I wonder if she'll keep Kim Kardashian West. All her beauty product is KKW.
I know it. And then yesterday, now this is something for you to Hollywood speak. Yesterday, I have a story I held from yesterday for you. But yesterday, Kris Jenner has filed trademark stuff for Kris Jenner Cosmetics. How much can we take?
Well, she sees her daughters doing it. She sees how easy it is. They already have the partner. They stamp her name on stuff. They'll market it to the older audience that maybe doesn't realize that Kim has had, or Kris has had, two facelifts, a neck lift, and her eyelids done. And no amount of cream is going to be able to replicate what plastic surgery has done. So, you know, it's, to me, it's like a no-brainer. It's kind of, I'm surprised she hasn't done it before.
Okay, right, there you go. All right, so here's another headline. Amelia Hamlin, Lisa Rinna, daughter, who is 19, spends time with Scott Disick's children. He's 37.
Yeah, no, his sweet spot is obviously 17, 19, or 19-year-old, because that's how old I think Sophia Richie was. Mm-hmm. Maybe she was 18. I mean, Lisa Rinna and Harry Hamlin must be
going crazy
about their daughter getting serious with a man with the amount of baggage he has. He's got like a golf stream worth of baggage.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Gosh.
The kids, he's on the show, the family. I mean, that could be why she's dating him, too. Maybe she would like to be on the last season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. She's been trying to make it as a model. Her mom has given her as much, you know, help as she can.
She has given her as
She's been on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. She's talked about anxiety. I think she wants to be known. So I would say her parents, now that I've talked this out loud with you, Julia.
Thank you, because I'm curious.
That Lisa and Harry don't need to worry that Amelia knows exactly what she's doing and she's not going to get her heart broken.
All right, here's another one. Mm-hmm. You missed this couple by a day. Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom hit the beach in Hawaii.
Well, I was trying to figure out what the hell beach they're on. It looked pretty wild, and I'll bet you anything they're on Lanai.
You think so?
There's two resorts on Lanai. It's where all the rich, famous people go because it's super private. And it feels like you're in Hawaii of another time. It's not anything pedestrian like resorts.
I got it. All right.
So I think they're in Lanai.
All right. Got it. And then the other one is...
And she's very pale. She didn't do what I did, which was get a spray on tan.
No, she didn't, which...
Which personally, I love.
I love it, too. I just want to go get one for
Rocco,
the winter.
Have you ever had a spray on tan?
No, I never have.
They're heaven. I sprayed on some tanner, and you can see that nice swish of solid.
Yeah, nice.
But I have it all in
but
one spot.
But that's what I thought. I was like, girl, you could have just used a lovely.
She's ivory.
She's ivory, yeah.
Yeah.
And the thing is that if the spray on tan, if that works for you, I don't know.
Oh,
it just looks good.
It looks so good. You know, I love a tan. I put on spray on tan on my face twice a week.
And to have the tan lines.
Yeah.
You know, like just wear a thong.
Oh, I don't care even. Oh, is that what you did?
I just like
Where did you go again? Tell me.
The Glow Lounge.
Yeah, I want to go.
Yeah, the Glow Lounge.
Right. Okay, how about this one? John Mayer was talking to Andy Cohen, his friend.
Oh, they're good buddies.
I know it. And he said that when watching the Britney Spears documentary, he almost cried 5 times. To see the sadness in this human being, I was on the edge of tears 5 times because if you understand this business / industry / lifestyle does to a person, to go through this and come out the other side is okay.
She hasn't come out of it to the other side. She's
and he has infinite grace for those who struggle with it. And he also says it's okay if people want to write songs about me, my exes.
Oh,
I think it's kind of hot.
John, how about, did you guys talk about Gwyneth Paltrow saying she invented masks?
We just,
Insufferable woman now. She's invented yoga, vibrators, masks.
She was one of the first people who got COVID too, and she flew home from Paris with it.
No, she's not going to be able to smell her vagina catalogs if she's lost her sense of smell.
She had it. She was one of the first people who had it in February before anybody had it. She's annoying.
She is insufferable beyond belief. Mm-hmm. It is really kind of, I will say this, I'm in awe of her being able to be insufferable and at that keep level. One-upping herself.
Perfect, because she was the first person who got a divorce, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yoga.
Yeah.
Remember when she
invented yoga?
Yeah. Oh, you know, I've invented this. I'm the reason you have a job. She actually said that to a woman at a yoga studio, Rocco. Oh, you know,
Do you think she's hot, Rocco?
No.
You don't?
Gwyneth?
Yeah.
No, she's not my style, but.
You like curves.
I do, yeah.
He's a curve guy.
Yeah.
I really. This
why are you flipping your hair around?
Because this camera thing that is looking at us, dear.
I'm pretending the camera isn't here. Is it on? Do we have to be worried about a hot mic?
I think we're good.
No, because we're always...
We taped a segment in the 3 o'clock hour, and now we're done with that.
Really?
Yeah.
And they're going to make us sit down and critique it.
Are they really?
No, but do you remember those days?
I'm going to turn around and get on a plane and get out of here.
Do you remember those days? Very early on, Rocco, there was, you know, we'd have consultants and they'd want us to sit down and critique what we already said. And we're just like, we already experienced that. Why do we have to live through that again?
I know it.
I don't want to learn from it.
It didn't make any sense.
The show does not need a lot of analysis.
Thank you, Rocco.
It just is what it is. It's an acquired taste for some, and some people... Casa Lavu. All right. We'll be back. We've got a new news on Drew Barrymore and Steven Spielberg.